This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use could come as early as today. A committee of independent expert advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration voted Thursday to recommend the use of a vaccine developed by U.S. drug manufacturer Moderna 1 week after federal regulators authorized the first vaccine for emergency use. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn said the agency could authorize the vaccine Friday. The vaccination campaign kicked off earlier this week with the first vaccine approved in the U.S. developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Several U.S. states say the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine allotments are being cut for next week. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
More than a dozen states say they've been told to expect significantly fewer doses of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine next week in its second week of distribution. Several governors and state health officials say the vaccine shipments will be less than originally projected. Nevada's allotment is being cut 42%. Washington and California have been told to expect cuts of roughly 40%. At least a dozen other states have also been told to expect fewer doses. One senior Trump administration official, speaking on condition of anonymity, tells the Associated Press initial numbers of available doses provided to states or projections, not fixed allocations. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen are set to receive the COVID-19 vaccine today. There was no immediate word from the White House on when or if President Trump will get one. President-elect Joe Biden will be vaccinated sometime next week, according to his transition team. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is appealing to wealthy nations to support the purchase of coronavirus vaccines for poor countries and refrain from hoarding doses for themselves. Guterres warned that it's in all countries' interest to ensure broad immunization. This is VOA News. A citizen journalist detained in China after reporting from the COVID-19 ground zero of Wuhan faces trial later this month, her lawyer said Friday, as fears grow for her health. Zhang Zhan, a former lawyer, traveled to Wuhan in February and live-streamed her experiences on social media. She also wrote essays critical of the government's response. Zhang was detained in May and is accused of, quote, picking quarrels and provoking trouble, end quote, according to a court notice seen by AFP, a charge routinely used to suppress dissidents. The hearing will take place in a Shanghai court December 28th. She faces a maximum prison sentence of 5 years. British and EU negotiators plunged into the final hours of their scramble for a post-Brexit trade deal Friday, deeply divided on the highly charged issue of fishing rights. The UK will leave the EU single market in less than 2 weeks, and time has all but run out for any agreement to be approved in time to head off a severe economic shock. The European Parliament has demanded that it see the text of any accord by Sunday at the latest, and the UK government says it will not allow talks to go beyond December 31st. Brussels' chief Brexit negotiator told the MEPs before heading to talks with his UK counterpart that Friday marked a moment of truth. The Associated Press has learned Iran has begun construction on a site at its underground nuclear facility at Fordo amid tensions with the U.S. over its atomic program. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Construction at the Fordo site began in late September. Satellite images obtained from Maxar Technologies by the AP show the construction taking place at a northwest corner of the site near the holy Shiite city of Qom, just over 50 miles southwest of Tehran. While the purpose of the building remains unclear, any work at Fordo is likely to trigger new concerns in the waning days of the Trump administration before the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. Already, Iran is building at another nuclear facility after a mysterious explosion in July there that Tehran described as a sabotage attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, has settled a claim against a news agency which took photographs of her and her young son, Archie, in a Canadian park, the High Court in London was told Friday. The former American television actress brought privacy and data protection claims against the Splash News and Picture Agency in March over the long lens photographs. Markle married Prince Harry in 2018. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.